when you have the opposite going on, where you're a team that's rolling, you can make mistakes, and it sometimes just feels like no big deal. When you're one of these, how much does it magnify the feeling of the mistakes that are being made, even if they're just little ones?
Well, I feel for our players right now. They're working hard. I mean, they do so many good things that we forget after because of those little mistakes, and the first thing you know, the puck is in the back of our net. But I feel for them because they work hard. They really do, and they're all in, and then they want to do the right things. And right now, it's just that when they scored that goal, we're a little bit fragile. Like, we're questioning, but we don't need to. Like, our young guys are playing, right? So, Fantilli, Voronkov, Marchenko, 10, like 20 shots on net, those three together. So they're going, they're just, we're so close. And so I feel for our guys.
Have you ever been through something like this in your coaching career before, within the streak, like maybe like this, you're close but keep losing?
Well, when we started in my first few years in with a new franchise in Cape Breton, we had some tough stretch, but it was the process of going somewhere. And then once we learned how to deal with those moments, we got way better, and then we won a lot of games. But it's that's the NHL. Nobody's going to give you anything. And we can't feel sorry for ourselves, right? So tomorrow we're going to get up and do it again, and find solutions and work together. But right now it's every bounce is like, it's like Marchenko at the end, open net. And I could say or give you examples like this for every game in the last 6-7.
I guess kind of building off that, maybe we've answered it partly. I mean, when you're one of these, how do you keep the attitude positive in the team? And not let negativity, make it even worse.
Well, we don't. I mean, we coach the process here, so how's the process going? And we show what we do well. We talk about the things we need to improve. And if you think about the final result, that there's a whole process before the result that needs to happen, right? And how you keep things positive? Well, we're just honest. Like, we're honest. Like, when we do good things, we talk about it. When we do bad things, we address them, and that's how we deal with them. But it's not about being down right now. We can take it as a challenge. Okay, how are we going to face this together as a team?
Fantilli doesn't score tonight, but he does everything to try to make a difference. How impressed are you by a young player, 15 or 16th game in the league, trying to make a difference to the point
that Well, you've seen them all year, right? Are you surprised? No, we're not. Nobody is. Like, he doesn't play like a 19-year-old. 10 shots on net. He's all over the place. Touch the puck every shift. He's trying to make a difference, and he did. Key moments, he's on the ice, and he's good. He's good at, making those plays when it matters. He's playing with a lot of confidence. There's so many good things happening with our team right now, and it's just too bad that we can't amplify those moments because of few errors here and there, and the results are not there. But Fantilli is he's a good player, man.
You mentioned the young guys there, and you weren't afraid to go to them late in the game. And can you maybe just get some energy out of those? The team itself draws some energy from those guys. So the way they're playing,
they do. Yeah. I coach a team. I don't coach individuals. I coach a team. Those guys were going, they're going to play. And that's what we've been doing all year. It doesn't matter. Once the game starts, we have 18 players, two goalies, and we're going to play the guys that are going. And tonight it was those guys, so they were on the ice. And yes, that's how you build energy and build confidence. And so those guys were playing well.
Yeah. Is the flip side of that, is it tough to win games when you're just not, when the young players are the best players? Like, you need a little bit more out of some places?
Asking the question is answering the question.
Going back to Fantilli really quick, some of the best players in all sports, it's said about them that they hate losing more than they actually like winning. I know he's been here only a short time, but I'm starting to sense that in Adam Fantilli, that he just kind of inspires.
Oh, he's a winner. I can tell you that. He's a winner. He wants to win. I have my own theory on that, but we don't have enough time on hating to lose, loving to win. That's another subject. But this team's going to win. This team's going to win a lot of games. May not feel that way right now, but we will. And he's going to be a big reason why.
Thanks. Thank you. We're on the ice at noon tomorrow. Thank you.
I don't agree.